Hey, Earwolfin, Shannon here, and this is Earwolf Presents Threedom with Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and Scott Aukerman. That's right, the Stitcher Premium favorite is now free everywhere. Subscribe to Threedom on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen for more episodes every Thursday. And now, here's Threedom.
Threedom!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the
Comedy
show.
Comedy Bang Bang sounds the same. We need a different intro.
Yeah, someone else started it. You started.
Because you don't start.
Hey, guys. Yes,
Go.
Hey, guys. It's me, Lauren Lapkus. And welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys. You do it.
Hey, guys. It's me, Paul F. Tompkins. I hope everyone's feeling great today. I know we are. We're in the studio together, ready to begin a great show that we all like to do because we like each other and we like you.
Fine.
Fine. It has to be that intro every single time.
Oh, God. You'll never remember that.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's hard without a title.
It is hard without a
title. It is, but welcome. You know? We're excited you're here.
Yes. Here's this show is, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
Hello, I'm Scott Aukerman. You may know me from Comedy Bang Bang.
I didn't know. Let me start again. Hello, I'm Paul F. Tompkins. Perhaps you remember me from There Will Be Blood. Also, I
the
have-
The Megyn Kelly story,
the
right?
The Megyn-
He turned off.
His head just tilted down, pointed
down.
At the ground.
My eyes are vacant.
People know you from BoJack Horseman.
People know you from
BoJack Horseman.
What?
People know you from.
People know you from.
You play Mr. Peanut Butter, one word.
That's correct.
Is Mr. and Peanut Butter one word?
No.
No, just
Mr. and Peanut Butter are two words. Mm-hmm. Peanut Butter is all one word.
Mm-hmm. So two words, not three.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And who is this young lady?
Well, Paul brought me. Okay, Harvey. I'm Lauren Lapkus.
The giant rabbit?
The hurricane. I'm Lauren Lapkus, and you know me from Orange is the New Black.
Sure.
And you know me from Comedy Bang Bang.
Mm.
And I don't know what else you know me from. I guess Jurassic World.
Sure.
Yeah, Jurassic World. You play the... Which dinosaur do you play?
The witch dinosaur. Yeah.
The dinosaur wearing
witch
the
dinosaur.
Pointy hat. Yeah. Why is that dinosaur on a broom?
They all had themes. I don't know if you noticed.
What?
There was the Christmas one and the Halloween one.
What
the
if you're
one.
Watching Jurassic World and then just suddenly in the corner of the screen, a dinosaur went flying by on a broom?
I'd like, be so happy.
I would probably go, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
And then one character says, did you guys see that? And no one acknowledges it.
Everyone's like, it's weird enough we got dinosaurs back here. Who cares if they're on
who
brooms?
Gives a shit? Welcome to the show, everyone. It's hard to do this without a title. We don't know what the title of the show is.
No. Let's
explain, first of all, why we wanted to do a show, but then we'll talk about the title and what we're going to do about
it. Yeah, we should explain ourselves.
Yeah, explain yourself.
Well, I will. Here's the thing. Scott, Lauren, myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. We have a good time together.
We do.
We work together. We
Scott
play together.
Scott doesn't want to admit it.
That's right. He's a curmudgeon.
I hate you guys.
See, that's what he's like.
And that's why it's fun.
But we, I think, probably this really started when we were on the tour. Is that 2 years ago now?
No.
It was a year and
last
a half
year,
ago.
Year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a lot of time.
A lot of downtime.
A lot of downtime where we were hanging
out
together.
Look, you're only on stage for 1-2 hours a night.
2.5 hours that one time in New York. That was a mistake.
Uh-oh.
But we really had a good time together, and for an experience like that, where it verged on grueling, that tour where we were traveling a lot, it would be very easy to despise the people that you're spending every day with.
Yeah.
I can see why some people in bands break up immediately
after
the first record.
Absolutely.
And never speak to each other anymore.
I've never thought of it like that, but yeah, it makes sense.
But we all really got along. We really enjoyed each other's
company.
And we
really missed each other after the tour
it's
ended.
True. Yeah. That's right.
And we missed hanging out with each other. And sometimes we go to places together, and we went on vacation together this summer.
We went
to
Hawaii.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And we said, why not actually do a show? This actually also started when we were doing the tour recaps episodes that we did, the Comedy Bang Bang recaps episode.
Yes, Scott, you've cracked it.
That's where it started.
We did them all together, and we said, you know what? Each of our shows are very—
This is a mistake.
This is a mess.
Each of our shows is very difficult to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Both in booking and having to do comedy the entire time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you have to, like, be funny the whole time.
Yeah, and you have to book one, at least for you, at least one person for our shows, sometimes three, sometimes four,
and
sometimes
even not
five.
In just the booking, I have to hope that they can handle it because they have to improvise for an hour, and some people get very nervous.
Mm-hmm. That's why you wear a t-shirt to every recording that says, can you handle this?
Yeah, and then if they can't, they walk right out.
And what
do they
think your t-shirt is saying? Can you handle this? Like your actual body?
Honestly, most episodes of my podcast are them trying to figure out what my t-shirt's about.
And yet it works every time.
And people love them.
I love
people
it.
People love your show.
They love it.
But we said, why not do a show where we just kind of talk to each other? We have so much fun doing—
Because also with Comedy Bang Bang, Laura and I are doing characters. You're kind of doing a character.
I'm kind of doing
a
character, and I'm having to do this kind of artificial, you know, sarcastic, you know, ironic thing. So why not
play like this dumb guy?
Hey, Paul, can I talk to you for 1 second?
He's like a stupid idiot that doesn't get things.
And that's part of our relationship on Comedy Bang Bang, which will not be part of
that's
our relationship
right.
on this
True.
Show.
That's
because
right.
we actually
that's
like
right.
each other.
We actually like each other. Do you remember the TV show Carol and Marilyn, Real Friends?
No.
Is it Carol and Marilyn?
No.
Oh.
It should have been, and I think they'd still be on the air today if it was Carol and
like
Marilyn
60 minutes?
And it was one person.
What if we call our show Real Friends?
No.
Carol and Marilyn.
Carol and Marilyn.
He just said no. What if we call it? Paul, Scott, and Lauren.
No.
Real friends.
That was no. We're going to vote on title.
We're going to talk about the title.
We're going to present
the
title.
Scott, Paul, and Lauren. Real friends.
I like it a little bit better.
There was a show. There was these two
Who
women.
Who were Carol and Marilyn?
They were Carol and Marilyn, and they were called the Mommies, and I think they had a stage show or something.
Yeah, I sort of remember the Mommies.
Yes. And then the stage show, I guess, was
yes!
successful. And then they were given a daytime talk show.
Yes.
Where the gimmick was they were actually friends.
I want to look this up.
Because everyone in show business is not friends. Anytime you're watching a TV show, a sitcom, and they're like hugging and going, you know what I learned? They hate each other.
They all hate each other.
They cannot stand each other.
I think we're the only three that like each other.
That actually like each other out of any show.
It's
but
true because
we're
you always
this,
have
so
to say that you're best friends with everyone that you worked with. And go, we were like a family.
Yeah.
Every once in a while it's true, but it's so rare.
Hey, that reminds me, could you bring back Clipped?
You know what? Every day someone from Brazil wants me to bring back Clipped.
Well, you can do that, right?
Of course it's up to me. And I'm the person standing in the way. I want it back bad, you know, but there's only so much I can do.
I want it, Daddy.
I want it, Daddy. Give it to me, Daddy. But no, our creators are very busy with Will and Grace Reboot.
Mm-hmm.
I did
an episode. No one wants Rebut. Clipped bad.
I did an episode of... oh, my God. What's the show?
All My Children.
You know what? I wish I did.
I wish.
Oh, my God. I wish, too.
Can we all just do one episode of All My Children together?
My mom used to.
As a family?
My mom taped All My Children on a VHS tape every single day and then recorded over it every single day. And I have seen
so much. Would she
watch it? Yes, she watched it after work every day.
She wouldn't just tape over one she hadn't seen.
No, she was
Someday
insane.
I'll watch this.
She thought that meant that there would be a whole tape full of episodes just repeated over each other. But no, I watched so much All My Children growing up. Did you actually watch that show?
I've never watched that soap
I watched
opera.
General Hospital.
Oh, okay.
In the days of Luke and Laura and the Ice Princess and all this.
Yeah.
It was like they tried to make it, the soap opera became sort of like an action
sci-fi
movie at
kind
some
of,
point.
Yeah,
could
almost
it
like
ever?
Greatest American
Like a
Hero.
James Bond.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, well, yeah, they did eventually do otherworldly stuff. Like
right.
I think there were aliens.
An
or
alien
something.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think a soap opera could ever be as important as they were at that time because no one cares now because there's so many shows?
I think that the fact that they're all kind of dying out is—
Are they?
Yeah, a bunch of them have gone off the air. I like Sad. That they I like that they still exist though.
Yeah.
And I hope they always do.
I think that they will be more important.
I think they'll be our most important form of expression.
I think shows will eventually be as big as Seinfeld again.
Some shows?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's what I did an episode of.
Okay.
And it was an episode right after the Boston bombing.
Ew.
And so there was a
That was not good, by the way.
It was not good. And they promoted the episode, or the, it was like coming back that new season. They promoted it by putting these sort of Space Invader characters.
Oh yeah,
just planting them around
all over, all over cities,
and people thought they were bombs.
I remember that. Yeah. Everyone's so dumb.
So this, this episode was making fun of people being upset about that, and so it never aired. Mm. And years later, I had somebody on Twitter. A guy on Twitter was like, "When will you release that episode?" And I said, "I'll never release it." And so then other people started writing me like, "Why won't people want to see it?" I'm like, "Too bad. I don't know why I was put in charge of this, but I'll never let it be seen."
I love the way you interact with your fans. I put them in quotes because they're so often idiots who don't understand what you're talking
your
about.
Your fans are idiots. Like, why would they like your comedy?
I just think
they're
like,
dumb.
Oh.
I don't think those are I think that there's the people that are fans, and then there's people that are like, I was told this account was funny, so
or
I'm
they
follow
saw
it.
A retweet and then they're like, out of context, like, come on, I'm get it. I hate watching people. I hate so many people on Twitter for the how
you're
dumb
gonna
they
find
are.
That Lauren hates a lot of things. As we did on tour.
That's right. Is that your takeaway?
Yeah. Boy, Lauren.
I'm wearing
hates
a shirt
a
that says more love.
We all had our
It says love more, dummy. You're looking at it upside down.
I didn't even look at it, dummy.
Like, you think you're wearing a t-shirt like more love. Come on, give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Should we talk about the title?
What, yeah.
You want to do that now?
I want to call it freedom.
I thought we agreed. Look, I hate to bring the off mic onto the on mic.
Okay, please do, though. That's what this show is, the off mic onto the on mic.
But we... If it's anything,
that's the title.
It's the off mic.
It's gets the off into the mic. Into the on mic.
Slide into my on mic.
Oh god!
Like, we had talked when we were on vacation, I think, which was the July 4th holiday.
Yes,
and it's now
also
fireworks up in the sky
around the same time.
don't say 2nd. When, please.
That's right. You.
I remember everyone's birthday, September 19th.
Nope.
Why do you remember everyone's birthday?
It's not the 19th.
No, it's not.
Wait,
it's no, it's October.
No, September.
It's September.
Hold on. No, it's September. It's September 12th because it's my friend Mackenzie's birthday.
That's
September 12th.
That's why, and that's why too.
How was September 12th, 2011
but
or 2001 for you?
It was something else.
Did you
that year? I planned a big birthday party.
Right.
Like I was still at that age where it's like I want everybody to come to a bar.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm gonna have a plate with cake.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I felt it falling apart, so I just ran with it.
But you were looking at me. You were looking at me with supreme confidence.
It was like Bertation.
Like, it was like what?
You know that Bertation?
No.
Look up the word Bertation. You'll know what I'm talking about.
How dare you?
Listeners know what I'm talking about.
He gives me a look it up and then a dismissive wave.
Do you remember, and this, I don't know whether, and forgive me if I'm being sexist right off the bat, but it seemed to be a thing that primarily women I knew used to do, but when they
be
were
affected
like
by 9/11, yes. No,
when they
it's
were
so female,
from like when they were graduating college to like 27 or something, their idea of a good birthday was having dinner at a restaurant with all their friends. Like they would get all of their friends.
That does feel like a female.
I don't know why it feels maybe just because I went to so many with Kulop. I don't know.
I've done a couple of those.
But I feel like when around the time when I was doing that, everyone that we knew was kind of doing that. That was a very common thing. Maybe not.
Well, going
maybe
to
not
a bar,
the sit-down
I
dinner.
Think, is a guy thing. That sit-down dinner.
Yeah, we always did bar birthdays.
Right. We always did bar birthdays.
It's common.
But that one after, like, it was the day after 9/11.
Did anyone come?
So everyone came because
they
everyone
to
was
cry with you.
Yes. I was like, hey, let's say this isn't about my birthday anymore, and it's let's all just see each other. Mm. It was weird. It was still very weird.
Mm-hmm. And did you get any gifts?
No. I've always been
replicas of the Twin Towers.
Yeah, I was gonna
got
say
got these
your,
for cheap.
It was weird.
I was
weird.
Gonna say you had a cake with a plane crashing into it.
Come on,
and that's
Lauren.
That's what I couldn't get out when I was doing Lauren. My Porky Pig. I wish I just stuttered that what, time, too.
That's not what this show is about.
It's not. We don't know yet.
We don't know.
It might end up being about
maybe
that.
Every episode.
It's all 9/11 jokes.
So for the title, you were saying we had a discussion on July 4th.
On July 4th, we had a discussion where like what should be in the show, and we kind of pitched some ideas. And how about this? This is simple, because the whole idea was to keep this as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. And we're like, great.
Kiss.
Then we
keep
never
it simple, shithead.
And we'll be the new Kiss.
Yep. Which one do you want to be?
The cat.
And one of us will have to wear double makeup.
I'm the Starman.
There's only three of us.
I'm the Starman and the Demon. That would look insane, both of those things on top of each other.
It would ruin it, I think.
Probably.
It would ruin two great things.
I love Kiss. They're so cool. I love that they...
They're the coolest!
Gene Simmons is so great.
He's so cool. I love that he does his makeup.
Do you think someone does it for him after these many years, or is he like, only I know how to do the Demon?
The idea of putting that on over and over again is one of the most depressing thoughts I can.
Did you ever do theater where you have to do your own makeup, and
yeah,
it takes like a half hour at least, and if you're doing something even more complicated, you have to... I did Kiss makeup for like one show that I did for about 5 weeks in a row.
Oh my God.
And it was just...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So can you imagine being him?
No.
That's his whole life.
I remember thinking, I forget what I was talking about with this, of like getting if you were in Kiss and you get a groupie back to your hotel room, and then you're like, okay, I just need some time to take my makeup off. And you're like calling out of the bathroom like, you're still into this, right? I'm almost done.
Or you just like go down on a girl and then her pussy's all black and white afterward.
I did.
And riddle over.
I did dress up.
Yeah, what's black and white and riddle over?
I did dress up as Ace Frehley for Halloween once, and then
that's good.
It's good.
I'm gonna remember.
It's good.
I'm gonna
go ahead.
I dressed up as Ace Frehley for Halloween, and then started making out with a girl at a party afterwards, and
nice.
she had the reverse imprintation of it on her face.
Well, so you were just mashing your head against hers.
Well, she was a zombie too.
Party, and I was like a dead prom queen, mm-hmm. and I made out with a guy who was a clown, and it was disgusting. And then like later when I thought about it, I was like, how gross must that have looked?
It's disgusting.
So I don't even know how we started kissing.
When you
so
think
gross.
About it, like sex in general is so gross that people must really want to have it in order to
overcome the
to
revulsion.
Overcome just how awful
it's
it is.
It's the worst.
Ugh.
And the best, right?
It's so weird that people do that.
So for the title, though, we wanted to keep it simple, shithead.
Yeah. We wanted to keep it Kish.
Kiss,
keep
comma,
it simple,
kiss,
shithead.
Kiss, comma, S.
Yes.
K-I-S, comma, S.
What if their name was Kiss? They had a little pause in between the S and the
kiss,
S.
Is their Kiss supposed to stand for something?
Well, they said Knights in Satan's Service was supposedly what it was, but the band never said that because... Yeah.
But they were, at the time, there were parents that thought they were satanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
just
funny.
Like it's like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. There are people who think Harry Potter is satanic.
That's
me.
True.
You do?
I always forget
that.
That
evil wizard.
I always forget that. It's witchcraft.
Well, it is witchcraft, of course. Yeah. It's certainly not religious.
You must be a total Slytherin.
Yeah, actually, I am.
Are you?
I did.
I've never heard anybody say this.
I am. I did. I don't care about Harry Potter much at all, but I did the Harry Potter quiz on Pottermore.com, which is the official
I did that fucking
you don't
hat.
Care about Harry
well,
Potter at all.
Listen.
But I did the official quiz.
I don't
quiz
either,
on
but
Pottermore.
I did it too.
I
for
was
some
listening
reason,
to people
like,
talk about it, and I was like,
people
see
making
what
you
I,
go to Pottermore?
Was it just Aaron Whitehead?
No, and actually, we've gone over, me and Aaron just have talked about Harry Potter all the time and how much she loves and how much I don't care. But I was listening to a podcast, and the person was talking about how they had done this online, so I was like, let me just see what I get. And I got Slytherin, and I was really happy.
I would
really?
Have been, yeah. I would have been psyched.
Yeah, what are you?
I think
Hufflepuff?
I was just no.
God, you really look down on him.
I know enough to be insulted. Like you know enough that it's insulting, and I know enough to be insulted.
Well, we have no more information.
Exactly. What's the other? There's like a V
Gryffindor.
One, like Vertigo.
I think I was Gryffindor.
Gryffindor,
which is like that's the vanilla.
Yeah,
Gryffindor,
you're just like regular. You got into the school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hufflepuff, Slytherin. What's the other one?
Viceroy.
Vice Magazine?
Gryffindor, Hufflepuff.
I said Vertigo,
Slytherin.
But that can't be it.
Vertigo.
Hello,
well, you're thinking of
hello.
What is it? Ravenclaw.
I don't know. Ravenclaw.
Did you know that you don't do you know you don't pronounce the T in
Clear
the
your throat before you.
I've been talking about this.
That's true.
I just told Paul.
Lauren has an affliction.
You know about it. But Voldemort doesn't you don't pronounce the T apparently.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've seen the movies.
Yeah,
he's they talk about him all the time.
He's from Paris.
Let me tell you something. I read the first four books, and then I didn't read any more. And then I saw the movies, and I didn't really pay attention. I didn't retain anything. I didn't notice that they said it differently. And I saw on Twitter that it was different.
I saw the first movie and the first book, and I read the first book, and then I was out. And then the movies, as they went on, started to look better to me. They started to look more intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't make myself do it.
I like the third movie.
Which
the
one
end.
Was that? Harry Potter and the End?
Harry Potter and the End. He just like
is that why you didn't see anymore?
The end, everybody. Bye-bye.
So chaps.
Then he sails off on a broom.
I'm off to see the dinosaurs.
He's like, I'm going to go through the wizard. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I got to go.
Well, let's talk about this title.
All right. God damn it.
What do you want it to be?
No. You were in the middle of saying something.
I thought then we didn't talk about it again until yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Initially, we thought it would be called Threedom.
Yes.
And then we pronounced
like freedom, but three people.
And then we talked about all the different ways it could be spelled.
Because we were talking about the number three and then D-U-M-B.
And then we also talked about T-H-R-E-E-D-O-M.
Right. Right.
And then that was pretty much it.
And everyone then we were at Comic-Con and we said, hey, we also had another title, which was
Lapkins Man.
Lapkins Man.
That one's rough for me.
Or Tom, what was the other? Tompkins. Tompkins Man or something.
Already
like that.
Not good.
Well, we at Comic-Con, we were doing a panel when we said, hey, we're doing a show. And then we said, it's either going to be this title or this title. And we said both. And no one liked either.
Yeah. Everyone was like, we don't care.
People were pretty quiet throughout that whole thing. We thought, this is going to wait till we drop this revelation on their heads. Uh-huh.
And they were like,
people were excited about the show.
They went like this.
They were excited.
Yeah, no one liked either title. So then that's maybe been something that's been standing in the way of us even recording for a while because we don't have real title.
Yeah, and it seemed like people weren't into it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just the title. So what we decided to do.
I'm eating on the podcast. Just wanted to know.
This is the kind of show it is.
What we decided to do is we decided to record the first episode. And we have our trusty assistant, Corinne, over here. And she is writing down things that we say. Although she's not writing a lot, I have to say.
She's writing more than I thought. There's a lot
of stuff
less
than
she's
I
written
thought.
Way more than I expected.
She's got a David E. Kelly legal pad in front of her.
From
David
Amazon
E. Kelly,
Basics.
A lot of people don't know. He used to write his shows on a legal pad.
He still does,
apparently. Because he's comfortable writing on legal pads because he's a lawyer.
What's more comfortable than writing longhand?
I just saw a tweet from, I guess, the writer of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm. And it was written, like he found the first pages of his script and it was all written on paper like that. And I was like, do people do that? Like he wrote it on paper? I'm not trying to be funny.
Well, I mean.
Mission accomplished.
Well, Lauren, that's one thing if you're listening to the show for the first time. Maybe you're a fan of one of us but don't know the other people, which seems insane.
Where is he going with this?
But Lauren is a little bit younger than us. What year were you born in? Do you mind saying or no?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't lie about my age because I think that's lame.
So did I until I crossed a certain barrier.
Oh, honey, it gets worse. Yeah.
I was born in 1985.
So you were born in 85, so you're a little bit younger than...
It's so insane to me.
You're a little bit younger than Paul and I.
A little bit.
So,
yeah, a little
just
bit younger.
Speech.
But I'm not saying I'm shocked someone ever used paper. I understand.
No,
but saying...
as someone who wrote in the years before computers, in fact, my very first script I wrote on a type of computer where it would only save 25 pages.
And
then you had to print it and copy it and then delete it all and then write another 25 pages.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so I was writing at the time when computers weren't around.
Wow.
So, you know, everything was like typewriters before that.
Right, and then was that just really annoying to write on a typewriter? So it would just be faster on paper?
Yeah, I wrote plays on typewriter and you were constantly making mistakes and having a whiteout.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
I remember doing that for papers in school. I remember writing sketches in longhand.
Like, I wrote plays in longhand completely and then I would type them later. Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really very cool.
It was really cool. Oh, my God. When people saw you doing it, looking at
your... Yeah, did you go to a cafe and
of course, you
hold
up your Underwood.
Do you think Frank Underwood was named after the typewriter?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I feel like part of the story of House of Cards is that he used to be a typewriter. And then
like an anthropomorphic typewriter.
Yeah, like the Brave Little Toaster?
I was thinking Beauty and the Beast.
Did the Brave Little Toaster get turned into a real person?
No, but I wish he did.
What if he did?
I'd like to shake his hand for his bravery.
I watched Thank that him movie. For his service. I watched that movie a few years ago, and it was the slowest thing
it's
I've
a
ever
movie?
Seen. What?
You're playing a game. That's a reference that only we know.
Oh, great. I'm glad I was cut out of that.
You know, no, you know it.
You know it, but we can't explain it.
We can't explain it.
Oh, I know it now.
Yes, oh, I know it now. I know it now. I know it now. I know it now.
The Brave Little Toaster is a movie.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorites when I was little. But it's...
You said just it was boring.
I just rewatched it. And it was so slow. And
tell me more.
Anything that I've rewatched from like my childhood is basically so slow that I can't believe anything.
Everything you used to like is garbage.
Yeah.
Even up to like a week ago.
Okay, hold on. No, I love like all my old stuff. But when I rewatch like some of those shows, it's like no sitcom could go as slow as like Alf went.
Yeah.
Like, you just like could like never.
Glacial.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When
no
you
one
think
has
about
patience.
It though, like everything is so quick now, supposedly, you know, like when you watch old stuff, but it's gonna get even worse toward like how fast are sitcoms going to be in the future?
Here's what's weird, though. I'm rewatching episodes of Star Trek: The Next Generation because I did a podcast where it's about rewatching that show, and I hadn't seen it in years, and so I watched an episode from the first season, and it was bad. It was a particularly bad episode of the show.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I really like the show, so I started just kind of skipping around episodes that I remembered and watching them again, and it holds up pretty well. But there are certain episodes where they have these gigantic ideas, and they're trying to get to them so quickly. Mm. And it's like, you needed more time to talk about this. There's right. one where Scotty from the original show.
James Doohan.
James Doohan.
Beam me up.
Of Beam Me Up fame. Look at my shirt. Up me beam. So he goes through some wormhole or something.
Up me beam is pretty good, by the way. I noticed Corinne.
No.
Up me beam is not bad.
We're going to have to discuss who
by the way, we're
gonna, veto powers.
The three
well.
Of us are going to hear these suggestions later on in the show, and we're going to talk yes. about what our favorites are.
Okay,
and then
good.
Perhaps
yes.
title the show.
That's right.
Yes.
So he ends up on the present day Enterprise. This is like hundreds of years in the future now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, this is amazing.
Wow, look at
here.
This dude. Yeah, remember well, from Beam Me Up fame.
First, they're
Up Me Beam.
They'll point to their t-shirts.
It's an off day for us. We're allowed to wear these.
So they spend like the barest amount of time being amazed that this person from not just their history, but like a noted, what would to them right. be a notable historical figure?
That would be if, like, wow. like if General Lee came.
Not maybe not for everybody. So they spend like a minute on that. Like this is amazing to see you, mm-hmm. and then go better get your you better go
better go better go better get
no whammies no whammies no whammies
go better you get you
no whammies. You better go get your arm taken care of. You broke your arm in the
How
midst
you
of
break
this
his
journey.
Arm? You didn't even mention
you went through
that
a fucking wormhole.
What?
You break your arm when you go through
you
a wormhole
every single time.
That seems impossible. Doesn't it just suck you in and genderly?
Genderly?
Tenderly, gently.
Genderly?
Genderly take you into another dimension.
It's a real woman's thing to get sucked through a wormhole and break your arm. So he goes to sick bay and he starts talking about on my Enterprise and all this shit.
Is that what he said?
He went to sick bay.
Sick bay. Oh, got it. He goes sipping. I thought that was like a futuristic Star
What's
Trek term.
Sick bay?
Sick bay is well. That any ship has sick bay.
What do you mean?
It's like the doctor's office.
It's like the principal's
How many
office,
ships are
but
you
for
on?
Doctors.
Any ship has sick bay. That was like a fake sentence.
It is true though.
Any ship
like,
has sick bay.
It sounds
not
like
a bad
nothing.
Title.
Any military. Not a bad title.
How about sick bay?
So anyway, the rest of the episode is him feeling like he's an old, useless man because he can't help on the new Enterprise. And everyone is rude to him. People are like, do you mind? We're trying to do something here. It's nice to meet you. Please okay. get the fuck out of
because
our business.
His science is old? Or?
Yeah. Okay. And he wants to tell stories and everything. So then
Are they in the middle of an emergency situation?
Yes.
Then he shouldn't be telling stories.
No, he shouldn't be. That's the thing, is that the plot of this episode becomes how sad it is that we don't value our old people and how old people feel, out of the way. But it's like, maybe you should have just had a generic old person on the show and not like a famous person from a couple centuries in the past.
That's a lot like that Studio 60 episode where the old writers come back to the studio. It's actually the exact same plot.
It turns out they're great. Right. It's the new people that suck.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, tell you what, why don't we take a break? Because okay, we want this to be a relatively short show. We don't want to do these long episodes.
Just
that we want to
derail
do.
One story per segment.
Wait a minute, were you still?
No,
in the
I was dumb, but it took forever.
Oh my god!
Do you feel like you needed more time to tell that story?
No,
much
I
like
didn't
the
need
writers.
More, no, I didn't need more time. I was given too much time as a result of all the detours.
Got it.
It was a very. It was not even a story.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
Here's my panic about this. Before we go to break,
yeah.
My panic about moments like that is, oh no, this has no payoff. This is just an observation
oh,
that
I
I'm
know.
Making.
Wait,
this has no payoff.
And now I feel like, oh, pretty good title.
I have a question about something that just happened.
Yes.
When you said I'm shocked, were you quoting something?
I was quoting you. You said it like a second earlier.
I don't even remember him saying it. I just remember you saying it.
Well, because it sounded like a story from my past. It sounded like you were quoting something from my past, and then I thought,
really?
Wait,
you know this story?
Wait.
Wait, I mean, is it related to a story that you can tell in our next segment? Okay, tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear this story about Lauren being shocked about something or about someone saying I'm shocked.
Okay, there you go.
Someone's shocked. Okay, but this is very exciting.
You witnessed a shocking.
Yes, I did.
We're going to be right back. We're going to come back with more Up Me Beam right after this. More of This Has No Payoff. We'll be right back after this.
This Has No Payoff is good.
Frustrated by decades of discomfort and puzzled by the lack of innovation in intimate apparel, Brie McKean founded Evelyn and Bobby to make smart, functional products that do the job. Evelyn and Bobby rejects outdated assumptions in order to create beautiful, purposeful products to make women's lives better. And it's really beautifully made. Evelyn and Bobby's women-led intimates company is rooted in technology and the celebration of the natural form and exists to deliver solutions for real life. It's the best underwear ever, guaranteed! Evelyn and Bobby is made just for you. Their unique softness combined with smooth, flat seams offers a fit so comfortable you'll forget you're wearing them. And they're really comfortable. And because nude is not one color, Evelyn and Bobby's complexion palette was scientifically developed to match a full range of skin tones to seamlessly blend under light-colored clothing. They sent me the full range, and it's really well made, and I really appreciated all the different skin tones. I thought that was so cool because so often you go to buy nude underwear, and it's really just one or two shades at best, which really isn't acknowledging all the many different ways that people look. It doesn't make sense to only make one skin tone. And Evelyn and Bobby comes in three silhouettes, thong, bikini, and girl short, with four-way stretch that moves with you. It's really cute. They send it in really cute little packaging as well. I really loved it, and it fits great, and it's super comfortable. Sometimes those seamless, smooth underwear can ride up or be uncomfortable in different ways or dig in. This is not like that at all. You can get your own by visiting evelynbobby.com and using code THREEDOM to get a free pair of knickers with any purchase. That's a $28 value only when you use the code THREEDOM at evelynbobby.com. That's EvelynBobbie.com. Visit to get your knickers today.
Okay. All right, everyone, welcome back. This is Scott.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Lauren.
And Lauren, before the break, teased an incredible story.
Okay,
triggered by me impersonating her.
Triggered by me impersonating.
Triggered by BMW. Hello, okay. Everyone. This episode has been triggered by BMW.
So when I was in fifth grade, we would rollerblade, my friends and I, or my brother and I would rollerblade to this candy shop. Well, it was a
Never your brother and your friends?
No, always separate. But I probably mostly went there with my friend, and we both would rollerblade there. And it was this deli that was really a sandwich shop, but it was...
they had a deli owner, that's a rave.
But they had...
So it was a deli, but secretly a sandwich shop.
Where it's going is the part that doesn't line up with it, is that they had a...
So are most delis, they don't sell sandwiches?
Well, you know in New York how they say a deli, and they kind of mean like a bodega?
Right.
Oh, okay, got
in
it.
In Evanston, Illinois, it was literally a deli, and it was a sandwich shop. And there was a glass case with candy.
Put them
behind
on the glass.
It. And so we would go there with our change that we had saved to get candy. I never had a sandwich there. And I would go, and then the guy who worked there, for anyone who's from Evanston, it's called Al's Deli.
Shout out to Evanston! Al's Deli!
Al is the dad, and then his son, whose name I never got, but I did interact with many times in my childhood.
Al Jr.
Worked there, and he was this kind of buttoned up sort of guy with like he had on an apron over his button-down shirt.
You mimed glasses.
Bow tie, if I'm correct. Maybe some glasses. I might be making him into more of a
Poindexter.
Sure.
Character.
But he would have to go pick out all our candies, and we'd have, like, it's probably really annoying for him because we would stand there and be like, I want one Sixlets, and I want, you know, one.
So you would mix it up, and he would charge by the pound, but you would say
no. They were just little individually priced packets, like just like bulk candy. And then anytime he'd get Shock Tarts, he would say, "I'm shocked," but he had no expression, and he never had any fun, as far as I could tell.
But that was his
joke. And so we always would quote him. And then when you said that, I thought, wait, was he quoting something, and that was funny to him?
Mm.
But then, no, you were just quoting me.
I was just quoting you. Yeah.
And I probably said it like him because
you
of
did.
Him.
You said, "Oh, I'm shocked."
So wait, is this the only time that Al Jr. did a bit? Was if you were the shocked?
That's
tarts.
The only thing that he ever
I'm
said,
shocked.
And he would say it every time. I'm shocked.
I remember the first time that I ever figured out that delis would make you sandwiches, and they were good sandwiches too.
Figured it out.
Like well, in
New York? I think I was 17 years old, and you know,
oh, just like at any regular deli.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'd grown up, and my mom had made my lunch and made sandwiches, and they were always the same the way she made them. And my mom used to make.
And when you saw
like,
other people eating sandwiches, you're like, my mom made that.
Well, yeah,
made it at home.
Yeah, I figured you had to go to a restaurant or something to buy a sandwich done some other way other than making it at home. And so I remember my friend, we went into this deli over next to the Tasty Freeze, and he was like, oh, yeah, you can buy a sandwich. And it's like $2 for a foot-long sandwich with like just incredible deli meats and stuff
never,
like that.
I've still never done that.
Oh.
I've only ever sucked on chili dogs outside of Tasty Freeze.
What's that from?
Jack and
Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Tasty Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Mellencamp.
Suck it on chili
suck
dogs.
Suck it on chili dogs. That's how he gets off.
Suck it on
chili dogs.
Revolting.
Hey.
Revolting.
Welcome backstage. Do you want to be sucking on my chili dog?
Suck it on
we
chili
got
dog.
Plenty of chili dogs to suck on.
He just takes Polaroids of girls sucking chili dogs.
Really suck on it.
Make it soggy.
Welcome back to the episode. Paul is getting some water. We don't know what the title is
that's
at this
true.
Point. Could be Up Me Beam. That's very. That's hard to say. That's
yeah,
too hard
right?
to say.
Up me beam.
Up me beam.
How about no payoff?
No payoff. It just has no payoff.
Guys, we gotta save it till
the
end. I feel like I got some good ones.
You have some good ones.
I feel like I.
But what if Corinne didn't write them down? Did you write them down?
I wrote
mentally.
Them down.
Oh.
And physically, I wrote them down.
Oh, you did? Where? On your
phone?
On
my phone. My telephone.
Okay, that's great. This is gripping. So
this is gripping. I'm holding a bottle.
Shocking. So one thing that we were going to do is we're just going to talk about things that happened to us, of course, and things from our past and things from our present, maybe things from our future. Like,
I've
what are our hopes? What are our dreams?
I feel like I'm going to be in a grave. My name will be on it.
Are you going to be cremated or are
yeah,
you?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I think about it a lot.
I want to be cremated. I want to say
I'm
just,
the oldest.
Okay.
I just want to say I think about it, too. But I've said it for 20 years. I want to be cremated. I think graveyards are weird.
I usually want to be in a casket so that everyone could come and look at me.
Look at your shirt. More love.
But I think as I've gotten older, I'm more comfortable with the idea of cremation because it's kind of pointless to keep making things that just go underground.
Yeah.
I
used to think I wanted to be buried. And then after my parents died and I never went to visit either of their graves. And I realized like at the grave, like as they were being buried, like I'm never coming back here.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I didn't feel.
Are they in Philadelphia?
Yeah. I didn't feel a sense of connection to that spot.
Well, you could
like
still,
I knew that they were gone.
And you could still have like a plaque or something if you were cremated or a bench.
Here's what's weird. My dad was cremated and he was buried next to my mother.
Wow.
His ashes were put in an urn and then a box and then buried.
Wait, a box? Like a coffin sized box or just a box?
No, just a box.
Okay.
A tasteful box.
But he's taking up a coffin-shaped space.
Well, pretty much. You can't stick anybody else
I know,
in there.
That's the weird part, you know? Like, we're just going to run out of space on this
earth.
Well,
we definitely will. Actually, every time I drive into New York from the airport, there's that really big cemetery, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you see the skyline right behind it, and it just makes life seem so stupid. Like, you just see, like, all of these these tombstones, and then the
it's like, hey,
then
dummy,
skyscraper
this is coming for
is like,
you.
You're all going into that.
I hate that stretch so much.
It's so
bleak.
Weird. It
it's
is.
Real bleak.
But every time I see it, I'm like, wow, everything's so pointless.
Yeah. Well, that's what this show's going to be about. The pointlessness of
anyway,
life.
Anyway, catch Lord on Crashy. We're sorry. Pete Holmes on HBO.
I like how pointless things are in my mind. I mean, that's kind of my whole approach to life.
I feel that way about I feel that way about the ocean. Like the idea of the ocean making you feel small or space making you feel small, I actually find that comforting.
Yeah.
Really?
It's that I'm just like a tiny speck in this.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
sort
yeah.
of like a dog that
it
kind of
takes the pressure off.
A
you
dog
know what I mean?
Likes its crate. It likes to be
dog
confined.
Loves its crate.
You should I'm gonna send you this video and everyone can go Google it. It's called Optimistic Nihilism, and it's on YouTube, and it's this whole little thing that kind of like expresses that idea in a way that I really like.
In a way all that's right. And how is it comforting though to know that nothing you do will ever matter?
Because that's it's
awesome.
It's comforting. It's comforting to know that that's just the deal. Do you know what I mean?
It's true
and
for
it's
everyone.
The same
that's
for
the
everyone.
Pact that
yes.
we've made with the universe.
That's we all just happen to be here, and it's mm-hmm. you know we're all going through the same stuff. We're all having these feelings, and it's very. I feel like it connects me more to the world than it makes me feel. Like a minuscule part of
so
it.
So then what is the point?
Of everything?
Yeah.
Fucked if I know, dude.
is it the effect that you have on other people? Is it the, I mean, that's, yeah.
I think so to some extent. I mean, I think that's why I like doing podcasts and stuff, even though it can feel like it's pointless sometimes. Because mm-hmm. you're like, why are we doing one? But the idea that you could make someone's day better is nice because there's no point to anything. So if you're going to be sad and feel bad, maybe you could laugh a little bit and then it's better.
And it's not just absolutely. Entertainers who do that. So it's not just entertainers whose lives are worthwhile.
Well, no, I don't mean, I mean,
but
why do
like,
we,
anyone,
why do
anyone
I choose?
Can do that for other people, and it's not just when we're doing podcasts.
No, yeah, I meant like, why do I choose this specific activity?
Right.
Why is it meaningful? But of course, everyone's life is meaningful, and that's also the point.
Right.
All lives matter. I understand.
That's what I've been trying to say for years, and I'm wearing shirts that say that. That's why I don't understand what's happening in our world right now, though, because it seems like everyone's just doing horrible things for no reason.
Yeah.
We're all going to die. Why do you have to take away everyone's health care? Why do you have to make it so women can't have abortions? I don't understand.
Well, some of it's money, because money, everyone wants more money, regardless.
Yeah, but that's dumb, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I want it, too, but I mean, the way everything is that I want it.
I was thinking about Aaron Spelling the other day, and forgive me if anyone who knows Aaron Spelling or their family is out there, but I was thinking about, like, all the money that he made, right? Mm-hmm. And supposedly he doesn't give it to Tori Spelling. Like, Tori Spelling didn't get any of it, right?
Ugh.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's nasty.
Or maybe she gets, like, a tiny, tiny sliver or whatever.
She got $1,000.
How terrible would that be?
So mean.
All right, it's time to read the will. Tori, 1,000 smackers.
That would be worse than nothing.
In cash.
Now get out of here. Throws it at her. No, but I mean, what's the point of making all that money? Like, more money than he could ever spend, right?
Yeah.
And I bet he loved the work, and that was maybe more important,
sure.
You know? But why make all the money if you're not just going to give it to your loved ones? Like, what?
I know. I don't understand.
Like, I was thinking about that with Jay Leno recently. You know, we were talking about how he doesn't spend his
– Doesn't touch the Tonight Show.
Wait,
Tonight
he
Show
doesn't?
Money, right? He lives – he said this many times that he lives off of his stand-up comedy money.
What?
He just puts
what?
It in the bank.
Be in person?
When was the last time he did stand up?
He does it all the time.
He did it all the time.
He would do
so
it.
So he'd make a
he
lot of
stopped.
Money doing it.
Yes.
He
okay,
would
he never stop.
He would leave.
Stand-up. Okay, I
he
didn't
would leave
know that.
The
Even during
show,
the Tonight Show, yes.
He would leave the Tonight Show on Friday afternoon, do a whole weekend of shows, come back to the Tonight Show.
Damn,
Monday
he
morning.
Worked hard.
He works really hard. But
that's
my
why I dress that way.
Rolling up the sleeves?
Yeah, you wear full denim.
Hard
Canadian
worker.
Tuxedo. He's a hard worker.
But my thing is he, he's made a lot of money. He's never touching that money. But is he touching it now? What is he doing with it? He doesn't have kids. Like, what?
Yeah, that seems weird to not enjoy it or to give it, not to give it to people.
I have to say, I didn't, those Star Wars prequels, I was like mad at George Lucas, like a typical nerd, like you ruined it. And the day that he sold Star Wars to Disney for $1 billion, right? And he gave it all away to charity.
Yeah. So
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, there you go. That's what you do. That's what you do with your money. If you're
that's
not going to
so
give it to
cool.
your kid, and he has a lot of kids, yeah. he's adopted a lot of kids.
How many kids does he have?
15.
I love adoption.
I don't know. How many kids does he have?
I don't know. They're all Star Wars characters, too. It's like the cantina
the
in there.
Actors they're made just them be
dolls.
No, he's adopted a lot of kids from other countries and stuff
cool.
like that. But that's, I don't know. So
yeah, no, I think that's true. I feel that way. Like, I'm not rich like that, but like I like to feel like I can.
I mean, you're almost rich like that.
Look, I almost have billions of dollars. I mean, I feel like I'm in a place with my life where I can afford the things I like to do, and that feels good. But I like to like give my family gifts, and my dream is to be able to like pay for my family's homes and things like that. Would mm-hmm. be like my, I would, that's really one of the,
you know,
driving
what?
Forces.
I'll pay for your family's home.
But I feel like it would feel so good to
as
do that.
My Christmas gift for you this year.
Okay, great. If you want to.
Would you take that?
Yeah. You're giving it away.
But you
Why
would
you
never
buy me
it?
A house? I don't own a house.
This is an interesting concept. If we did, when I was growing up, we did a thing called Pollyanna, which is some,
what
also
is
Secret Santa. It's where me and my, because I come from a family of six kids. And so we would, the kids and the parents would.
Eight in the house.
Eight in the house.
Eight is enough.
Eight is enough. And we would.
Were your mom and dad going to bone?
Ever?
I beg your pardon?
Were they going to bone and then they saw the show Eight is Enough?
And they're like, that really hits home. Put it
I
away.
Messed up so many
I
words
seen
in that.
You, you're so delighted with yourself, though.
I no, I'm not delighted.
You seem very happy.
I'm not delighted. I'm delighted in the sense of almost every word I said wrong. Usually I'll get one wrong per sentence.
True.
But almost everyone?
It's a real hat trick. We would, you know, it's like Secret Santa. You pick a name and then you had to buy that person a gift. So what if we did a thing where we had to buy each other's family's gifts?
Oh, that's – I would
like
love that.
People we don't know.
It's just as hard as buying something for someone you know.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's easier,
absolutely.
I would
You just
think.
Know the general facts about them and you can be like, what's something fun they might like? And then that would be easier than being like, I know everything about them. They're going to have this reaction.
I honestly – the people who listen to conversations throughout the year – with people and their family and then know what to buy them in December. Like they make mental
I
notes.
Love that.
I can do that with my wife.
Really?
I can do that with my wife.
What have you bought your wife?
Oh, yeah. I have an idea for
like
Christmas.
You want a history?
Yeah. Everything.
Well, what was something she said and you like kept track of it in your head and then did it later?
Oh, I'm blanking now. There's been a few things though where she was – and it's – let me tell you something. The payoff is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone's done
you
that for
were
me,
listening.
I can't
so
believe you
thoughtful.
Remembered that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the
right.
best. One example, I remember the place where I proposed to her was a place where she took me to her hometown for the first time. And we parked at this place and she said, I always thought that would be a good
necking.
Place for a wedding reception. And I remembered it years later. That's the spot where
oh,
I proposed to
wow.
her.
Did you have your wedding reception?
That's so
there?
Good.
We did not because it was
fuck that place.
Because fuck that place.
We already did something there. Whatever.
We actually looked into it, but a friend of the family offered their home
oh,
for
that's
the wedding
right.
and
yeah.
the reception.
That's
wow.
a great story.
Whew!
Yeah,
that was a
that'll
huge
save
relief.
Ya.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
She still demanded $10,000.
She's still demanded $10,000?
Yeah.
In cash?
Yeah.
Up
really?
Front?
Up front.
Really?
And then she locked the doors and pretended it was Halloween
yeah,
and she turned out all the lights?
My wife. Yeah.
Oh, your what? Wife demanded $10,000.
To marry her.
To marry her.
It's a reverse diary.
Everyone's got their
diary.
Price.
Reverse diary. Reverse diary is not.
There, we got it.
Found it.
Reverse diary.
It is like a reverse diary because we're just telling each other instead of writing
right?
it down.
It is.
I don't know how it's
That's
reverse,
right. Podcasts
but.
Are like reverse diaries in a sense. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, reverse diary.
You said that like
it
we
hadn't
been saying it for the past five minutes.
I said it
minutes.
Like that's the title.
But I
right,
pictured
so
it like a dusty.
No, you guys were saying that could be the title or whatever. I said it like an announcement.
Okay, I get it. What I was going to say, though, is one thing – let's just go to a break. We don't want this to be too long. Let's go to a break.
What time is
when
it?
It's,
oh, yeah, you're
yeah.
right.
When
it's
we,
7
let's
o'clock.
Go to a break. When we come back, we'll have more of whatever this show is, Reverse Diary, Up Me Beam, This Has No Payoff, whatever it is, and we'll talk about titles in the next one. We'll be right back after this. Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Scott.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Lauren. I hate saying my own name.
Do you
really?
I mean,
weird, right?
I don't, but
I used
it feels
to hate
weird.
My name growing up.
Really?
I just was tripping out on my name the other day in a text thread with somebody, and I was like, that's really my name, Paul?
Doesn't it feel weird?
Do I seem like a Paul
I
at all?
It's almost like ball.
It's almost like that.
You know what I mean?
Tall?
It's weird.
Ball.
I hated my name and was always like, no one named Aukerman has ever been famous.
Oh, last name.
I hated both. I hated my first and last. And I was like, and I really couldn't stand it for a while. And then I started realizing, well, like Arnold Schwarzenegger is a dumb name and he made it. And so I don't know. I felt better after that.
Yeah, I don't mind my name, but it's like I'll often be like, wait, my name's Lauren? Like it just feels weird. But I like the name Lauren, but I don't associate.
What do you make people call you?
Bum bum.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum bum be dum bum bum.
Did your parents have a nickname for you when you were little?
I got a lot of nicknames that weren't related to my name.
Right.
But like Kitty Cat or things like that.
Kitty Cat.
My mom called me up. Oh. But my first name is Dorothea. My name is Dorothea Allegra.
That's right.
So I always felt some sort of like disconnection from all of that.
Did you decide not to be called Dorothea? Or
no, I was never called that. It's just my
right. That was really weird about my brother too. Bert
Jr.
Well, he wasn't even Bert Jr. because to be a junior, you have to have the exact same middle name.
Oh,
as well.
right, like George W. Bush.
Yes. Exactly. So, but I, from what I know, he was older. No one ever called him Bert. They just called him by his middle name, Greg. I guess to differentiate, but
right,
that wouldn't be the same thing as you, though.
Yeah, but that is something I feel like happens where people like pass down the name, but then don't call them the name.
Right.
It's an interesting.
Was
loop.
Yours passed down?
Yeah. My great grandma is Dorothy.
Then why the twist?
Greek version. I mean, I don't know.
Did you know her at all or no?
No.
She was dead before you were born?
Yeah.
It sounded harsh the way I said it.
I knew my great-grandpa, but that was my only great-grandparent that I knew. I knew one great-grandpa.
I only knew my grandmothers. I did not know my grandfathers. They died before I was born.
Really?
My grandfathers, yeah.
Did you know your grandparents?
I did.
Do you?
They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're all dropping like flies in the old fam.
On that note, here's my segment I wanted to introduce, and this is not going to be a recurring segment. It's a one-time only game.
Yeah, we're going to be doing segments on the show that we surprise each other with in order for it to not just be one long rambling conversation.
Yes.
Anyway, and Lauren, what do you got?
This will be
this
very
segment
different.
Is called, it's called, that's a really good segment. Okay, that's the name of it.
It's called, it's a really good segment.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I'm in. How would you spell that? Like
you wouldn't. So,
you wouldn't. You. Got it. So no one ever even tried.
So what the game is that two of us will improvise a boring, uncomfortable conversation, and the third person will laugh and find an excuse to leave the conversation.
Oh, it's like a game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And which one do you want to be?
I want to be in the conversation. Someone else has to be the person leaving.
Okay, I'll be the person leaving.
Okay, so okay. Paul and I, we're all talking together.
So we're all talking together. So are Paul and I talking first and you approach? Or
no, we're all
just
talking, but you just kind of want to leave,
but you don't know
how to get out of it. So you're going to do a polite laugh and leave.
Okay.
But nothing really funny will happen to make that possible.
Okay, great, got it.
Yeah, and actually, the traffic that I encountered was so horrible.
Where were you coming from?
The west side. I was going to the east side, but I mean, it was just so long. Like I was.
Is this the same route that you take all the time, or?
Yeah, I always follow the map. So.
Right.
That wasn't a joke.
What was
I
funny?
Actually do.
What's funny?
I thought you were saying like, oh, I always follow the map. Dumb me. I should just follow my instincts.
No.
I thought you were making a joke. I'm sorry.
I got it.
I always follow the map. So sometimes the path will change depending.
Yeah, the path does change. I have to go over.
What a rude guy.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
Why didn't you just leave? That would have been better.
I have to go over.
Wait.
And the laugh.
So did I not win?
You didn't win. Okay.
How do you win?
Now we'll find out. We'll all three do it.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right.
I'll go next because I don't feel the confident that I'm going to win or anything. So.
Okay.
All right. So we're all talking.
So I noticed you have a rainbow tie clip.
Oh, yeah. It's National Coming Out Day. No, I'm not. But I have family, friends that are. And today's National Coming Out Day. So
oh, that's
so
great.
Nice to just,
how long
you know,
has that been? Around,
I don't know how old it is, actually. I'm not sure, but it's
probably a while.
I would imagine.
Probably not
yeah.
that long, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it might be something that has been going on for a while that we're not aware of, that we've only become more aware of recently.
Yeah.
You know, since people, you know.
That's great the whole reason to make something a day is to make it, you know, have more awareness.
Exactly.
Okay, so
what's so funny?
Not really.
No, I wasn't. I thought you were saying something else. I missed.
Oh, what did you think?
Oh, what did you think?
the whole point of having a date.
Oh, I gotta go.
What?
I win.
Okay, now we found a loophole. Okay, wait, one more round.
One more. Paul's gotta do it. Okay. So, where are you actually? Where did you go last weekend?
I was in town. I don't know.
You were in town?
Yeah, maybe my Instagram.
I tried texting you.
Oh, well, I would still get it even if I was out of town, right? I mean,
yeah, well, I...
That's true.
Oh, no.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Actually, yeah. I get it. That was a good spot.
That also seemed like an extremely personal conversation.
Where were
I didn't
you
mind
last
it.
Weekend? I texted you and you did a robot.
I was in town. I just
All right, that was
straight
fun.
Up ignored you.
That was good.
Good game.
All right, let's slap hands. Good game. Shake hands.
Good game.
All right. We're just about wrapping up. Should we do the titles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do the titles.
All right.
Lauren, good segment.
Thank you.
Corinne, our assistant, has been furiously writing down titles. She looks to have about 20, 25 in there. Do we want to announce what they are? How do you want to do it? Pass it around and each say one, or one person say them?
Why don't we each do five from
Corinne's list. From the list. Okay.
We'll pass the pad around.
Now, are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
I'll leave that up to you, Scott.
Let's go clockwise. Lauren, have you texted whomever you were texting?
CW.
Yes, I did. Okay. It was an email and it was important. Okay. I'm reading one title.
You're reading five.
Never mind. Wasn't listening at all. Okay. Title number one.
Pause, though, after them so we can discuss.
Okay.
All right.
I'm fully down, guys.
Mm. I'm fully down. No. It's okay.
It's cute. I'll
give it a 60%.
A test.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
A test balloon.
Nope.
Can you handle this?
Too generic, I think.
Yeah.
Paul, Scott, and Lauren, real friends.
No, ma'am.
Was that five?
That was four.
Oh. Carolyn, Marilyn.
Nope.
Oh, wait, there's one more. More love.
More love. No.
That's sweet.
Okay, you
start.
Sweet, but no.
All right.
So far, the first one. It's okay.
It's okay.
Freedom, which we've discussed.
We end up
just writing down titles we already have.
Then right. In parentheses on the.
No, that's it's on the next one.
On the. Oh, I see.
Okay.
There are two options.
Oh, I see. Off mic brought into the on mic.
Off mic brought into the on mic.
It's
what about
long.
Off mic?
Off mic. Not bad, because no one would ever call their, unless their name was like Jerry Off.
Hey, my show's off.
Or
it's
mic.
Like kind of like Handmaid's Tale.
I'm willing to bet that there is already a show called Off Mic.
We'll do a search. But not bad, Off Mic.
Okay, here we go. How about this one? All 9/11 jokes.
Jesus Christ. Corinne, what are you doing?
That's bad. That one's bad.
Look. We just throw them all out there.
And we said it, you know?
We said it,
and we don't even like it.
We can't act like Corinne made that up.
No. That was us.
All right. KIS, S, keep it simple, shithead.
KIS, S.
So stupid.
Welcome back to KIS, S.
No one will ever find it. On the app.
What if they're looking
the
for?
App?
They're looking for KISS.
On the app.
All of our subscriptions
That's
are
true.
People who mistakenly thought it was going to be a podcast about KISS.
Oh, yeah. I hurt my hand.
Oh, no. You did. I saw that.
That was a hard hit.
Ow.
I felt it through the table.
I smelt it.
I burned it.
Oh, honey, it gets worse.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, honey, it gets
oh,
worse.
Oh, honey, it gets worse.
That's not bad.
That's funny.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. That was about, of course, age, when we were discussing age.
How many did I do?
And birthdays. How many did you do?
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this is my fifth one.
Okay, here we go.
What?
That's one?
That's one.
Okay, that one's out.
With what? With a question mark?
Okay.
I'm sorry, was my line read not obvious?
We're going to have to do another one of these. All right.
The next episode is going to also be us trying to figure out the name.
Okay. I know it now. I feel like we... At one point,
we said better things.
There was deliberation between who should do this, Corinne or Kevin.
What?
I volunteered Kevin, and Corinne said, why should it be Kevin?
Yeah.
Let me at it.
Yeah, let me at it.
Well, keep going, because maybe...
Okay.
She made Kevin call out sick today.
Yeah. He's home, not getting paid.
He's home pretending to call.
Yeah. I texted
all
him.
Day.
Pretending to call.
Pretending to call.
Bring, bring. Mom, I'm calling someone.
He's not well.
Up me beam, of course, we discussed.
Of course.
Go better, you get you.
Oh, God.
That's more of what we're talking about, though. I like it. Any ship has sick bay.
The sick bay.
The sick
bay.
I hate it. I still don't know what it means. Is it a room? Is it an area?
No, it's like the medical facilities on a ship.
Okay, you did tell me that. I just didn't hear. Didn't retain.
I've done... Okay, this is five. Genderly.
That just gives the idea that we're going to do something.
That we're going to talk about gender issues.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which we never will.
Oh,
never.
I'll never.
I'll never talk about it on mic.
Where did we leave off?
Genderly.
I know, but I couldn't find it.
Genderly.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. Too generic, I feel.
This has no payoff.
I mean, so far.
Honestly, I love that one.
Pretty good.
Or just no payoff is another option.
I think this has no payoff sounds more like a title.
Yeah.
Something.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Outside the taste free.
Diane's an old deck.
Let's try it on for size. Hey, welcome back to Sucking on Chili Dogs.
No, why
welcome
did you do
Suckin
it?
Sucking on Chili Dogs. We can always just play that clip of the song instead of saying
Sucking on Chili Dogs.
Welcome back to Sucking on Chili Dogs. Everything's so pointless.
I don't remember that being said.
It's my life motto.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, reverse diary.
It's interesting, but I don't think.
Ha ha ha, I have to go.
Ha ha ha, I have to go. That's not bad either.
That's not bad.
Here, let me take a look. I'll see the ones that we sort of like.
I think this has no payoff might be the best and most accurate description of what we're doing here.
Yes. Now, I also have some suggestions. Do you, Lauren?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can I read mine?
Hold on. Let me write down the ones that we thought were okay.
Put a checking mark next to them.
Yeah, I'm putting a checking mark.
Checking mark? A checking mark.
Sorry.
Put a blue diamond like Julian Assange puts next to his name on Twitter.
Because he's not verified. Okay. What a weenie.
I know, it's sad.
Okay, I got five here that we sort of responded to. Go ahead. Okay, what do you got?
We have Freedom, we have Lapkins Man. This is a play on the Three Amigos. Los Tres Friends.
It's clever.
Uh-huh.
Friendos.
Right.
Work Friends.
Work friends into the
no, just
into work, the real friends.
Just work friends. I like work. That was funny.
It is funny.
Triple dip.
Triple dip. I like triple dip.
I got the triple dip.
Triple drip.
The magic number, which is
because
based
which
on
is three. Of three course,
is a magic,
three is
number.
A magic
That's
number.
Triclops.
Triscots.
We're not all you.
You all have to be Scott.
Threezy.
Threezy, sleazy. Take a threezy, sleazy.
Three enough.
Three is enough.
And then these, I think, I had a feeling they might be reflective of how this was going to go.
Yep.
Okay.
Will you just let me speak?
Yep.
You've had your turn. Yep. And this one I came up with while we were recording. This is frustrating.
Okay, you know what? Okay. So you didn't have fun, you say?
I had a great time, you guys.
Uh-huh.
What was your second one that you said? The last three.
You've had your turn.
You've had your turn.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay. Now, I'm not sure about the other ones before that.
Why should we trust you using a dry erase marker to write on paper?
Fuck the fuck out of you.
This guy's the town lunatic.
The town ludicrous.
Oh, that's what I'd like to be. Every town should have a ludicrous.
What
Chris,
you got in that
Chris
bag?
Bridges?
Every town should have a Chris Bridges.
Okay, so here's what we have. I'm fully down, guys.
sounds
too generic, I feel like, of like, hey, I'm fully down, guys.
Yeah.
Off mic.
I like it, but it's probably already done.
This has no payoff.
I love that.
Love that. Suck it on, chili dog.
No. No.
Veto.
All right. Ha ha ha, I have to go.
That's
not bad.
Tough. That's tough. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You've had your turn.
No, because that almost sounds mean.
Antagonistic
now. Yeah, now
when we're really about fun.
Yes.
I think...
So the off mic exists as a podcast. We've
okay,
just found
so
out.
Okay, so cross that off.
Cross that out. Okay, so we have...
We didn't know that about with Raised by TV until it was too late, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, really?
Everyone's telling me on Twitter, but guess what? It's all too late. It's all happening.
What are you going to do?
We're keeping it. It was cleared with those people.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So they're not doing it any longer?
They're doing it, but they're aware of us and they don't care.
They don't care?
I guess.
Wow. What a bunch of weirdos.
I don't know what they said, but it was cleared up, so everyone stopped telling me that.
Okay. Do you know there's another Raised by TV?
Okay, you know what? You've had your turn.
We're between these two. This has no payoff.
Okay.
And ha ha ha, I have to go.
I still think this has no payoff is very clear.
I like that one.
Here's my reservation about it, is I feel like it's...
Self-deprecating?
Yeah, it's too...
That's true, because it does have a payoff. It's fun.
It's fun.
What about...
Also, what podcast has a payoff?
What about the ultimate payoff?
Oh, I like that.
The ultimate payload.
I would rather make a gigantic promise than tell people this isn't worth listening to.
Yeah. The ultimate payoff.
The ultimate
payoff. That's good. I like that.
Ultimate payoff. Okay.
I like that. It's very confident.
The ultimate payoff.
All right. So it might be that.
But and you'll know.
You know because you're listening to it.
Yes.
What would be really funny if it's none of those.
No,
which is also possible.
And people are like, no, dummy, it's this. But we don't know that yet. Guys, I think we got to wrap it up for this episode. We're going to try to do this every week. And we're going to try to, who
That'll
knows?
That'll be the hard part.
That
well,
will be the,
we're
we
gonna,
can do it.
We're going to try to bank a lot of them.
And yes.
So we may not be topical, but maybe we'll be talking about what, you know, that's what we want to do is we want to talk about just whatever comes to us.
Great.
You know, whatever is affecting our lives.
And you'll love it.
That's right. As of this recording,
you'll love it.
Donald Trump has just been sworn in as the president.
And I'm feeling good about it.
Let's give him a chance.
Love the guy. Great TV guy.
Great TV guy.
Great TV guy.
All right. Any parting words? Parting is such sweet sorrow, of course, as the immortal bard once said. anything from either of you guys? We should have a sign off, huh?
Yeah.
How about the
sign off? We should have a sign
off. And we go three dumb.
Signing off, signing off. Signing on, what? Signing on, signing off.
Signing on, signing off.
Signing on, signing off.
Signing off.
So, okay. This is signing on, signing off. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Evelyn and Bobby's women-led intimates company creates beautiful, purposeful products to make women's lives better. They've created the best underwear ever, combining unique softness with smooth, flat seams that offer a fit so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing them. Evelyn and Bobby comes in three silhouettes and one size that fits many with four-way stretch that moves with you. Visit EvelynBobby.com and use code THREEDOM to get a free pair of knickers with any purchase. That's a $28 value only when you use code THREEDOM at EvelynBobby.com. EvelynBobby.com.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raisa Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que no está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.